You're listening to SBS News.
It's a major milestone in the fight to end this pandemic. Hope is on the horizon. But from British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, often accused of being over-optimistic himself, there's a warning.
It will inevitably take some months before all the most vulnerable are protected. Long, cold months. So it's all the more vital that as we celebrate this scientific achievement, we're not carried away with over-optimism or fall into the naive belief that the struggle is over. It's not.
Dr. June Rain, a British medicine regulator, insists there were no shortcuts and that authorization was granted quickly because of what they call a rolling review process and constant contact with the manufacturers.
The public can be absolutely confident that every rigorous check has been done to reach the judgment that we reached, that the benefits far outweigh any risk.
Trials of the Pfizer vaccine found up to 95% efficacy. 800,000 doses arriving in the UK in the coming days are the first of 40 million Britain has ordered, the vast majority of which won't be available until 2021. It requires two shots, 21 days apart, and full immunity won't be reached until a week after the second dose. The big challenge is distribution. The vaccine needs to be shipped at minus 70 degrees. It means delivery will be one of the biggest logistical operations in British history. Hospitals will be the first vaccination centres, followed by GP clinics, then eventually conference venues and sporting arenas. Initially, nurses will be giving out the injections, but dentists, physiotherapists, and even volunteers from the community will later be trained to deliver the vaccine. Frontline medical staff and those working in care homes will likely be the first to receive the jab, and nursing home residents are a priority too. As England emerges from a second national lockdown, news of the vaccine's approval has been welcomed by most people, if cautiously.
You know, somebody has to be first.
I feel like if it's going to relieve us of 2020's troubles, then it's good.
I'm a little bit reserved about it, I think, actually.
There are reservations in Europe, too. The German health minister, Jens Spahn, says his country could have authorized emergency approval, but decided to proceed on a pan-European approach, with the EU taking a little longer to assess the vaccine's safety.
The US and the UK are going for an emergency approval or rapid approval. We will stick with the tried and tested route of the controlled approach process.
The Pfizer vaccine's developer is stressing that just because Britain was first to approve it, it won't get preferential treatment. Sean Merritt is BioNTech's chief commercial officer.
We set out at the beginning to deliver this vaccine to the world, and that means fair allocations across all countries that wish to use and have our vaccine.
The UK is reporting 16,000 or so new infections a day, and on Wednesday, 648 coronavirus deaths were recorded. Authorities are concerned the vaccine news might lead some people to disregard social distancing rules and their warning of more difficult days to come.
Do I think there will come a big moment where we kind of, you know, have a massive party and throw on masks and hand sanitizer and say, that's it, it's behind us, like the end of the war? No, I don't.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.